This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, apparently even FDA dragon slayers occasionally have to go to PTA meetings. Jonathan Ebord let me know this week. He's actually done. I'm serious. He's got to go to a school meeting for his kids with his wife, and they said, no, you have to come too, honey. So, Cheryl, it's just you and me for now.
Yeah, I guess so.
Cheryl Chumley is with me, of course, just a wonderful writer, a wonderful human being. She does such great work, and we love, I see now you've got a couple of articles writing for The Blaze now. I can't keep up with you.
Yeah, it seems like I've had a string of luck lately with The Blaze. They've been very nice publishing some of my posts. But, yeah, the latest on The Blaze is about this RFID technology. Have you heard about a lot of what's going on there?
Well, you know, years ago we interviewed Superdon. Who was the author we interviewed? There was two of them. One of them has a show on GCN, and her partner in writing about RFID technology many years ago.
Wasn't it Albrecht?
Yeah, Catherine Albrecht, who wrote name? About it.
Yeah.
And you know, so we've been obviously copying this. In fact, one of the first times I interviewed Ron Paul many, many years ago was about some of this technology, the concerns I had for, you know, forced or subterfuge type injections into babies and things. They'll claim, of course, it's to protect them. And, you know, it's bad enough that they number you like cattle when you're born, if you allow it. But now they want to, you know, put this technology in you to make it easier for you. We want to make your life easier for you. I'm like, that kind of easy, I can do without.
You know, what's worse, though, is that people are actually volunteering to do this. You know, they're signing up to get chip implants put in their hands and in their arms just to make their lives easier. They use the technology for things like opening doors or, you know, some places, I guess, that you can actually use it to make payments and so forth. But yeah, it's just a little queasy to me to actually want to implant something in your hands that's used to oversee and manage farm animals.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I know if we go all biblical on this, which I do from time to time, we talk about the beastly number, the number of the beast as well. And I think that's an important and a righteous stand to say, you're not going to do that to me. I am not going to be numbered like cattle. And you know, that's nothing against cattle. They're delicious. But you know what I'm talking about. Oh, no, I've upset our PETA listeners. I'm sorry.
The mark of the beast, you know, queasiness, it is something to keep in mind. And, you know, this is all being done for what you said just a minute ago. It's all being done for the good of people. You know, some of this chip implant technology actually makes sense. You can use it to track soldiers lost on the battlefield. You can use it to track children who could perhaps be kidnapped or felons, you know, who break out of jail. So that all sounds logical. But at the same time, using this chip implant, putting it in your own body just for the simple convenience of pain, to save yourself, what, 5 seconds from pulling out your debit card or, God forbid, cash or writing a check these days, it just doesn't make sense.
Oh, you're right. I mean, it's like, I remember we grew up in the era where a lot of people still had to get up to change the channel, and then they came out with this thing called the clicker, right? It actually did click. It was like clink, 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 and half the time it wouldn't work. You'd be going clink, 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 come on. And now, of course, everything is done automatically. And, you know, where is the resiliency, the strength of the human species to actually get up, walk, lift, move? And I think that is, in many ways, the softening of the population, the weakening. Because if we don't use our muscles, of course, what's the point of having them?
Well, it's funny because when I was researching this piece for the Blaze on the RFID chip implant, I found that it was driven a lot by millennials. And I didn't know this, but the millennial generation is also dubbed the convenience generation because they're so enamored with any type of technology that can make their lives easier. They're actually fueling developments like this. And I just fear that if you don't bring it in, it won't be long before the government will use it for some sort of tracking technology or some, motivation that it wasn't intended for.
Sure. Well, and let's be honest, of course, with smartphone technology that we have, and if you play the Pokemon game, they've got you. You're done, all right? There's no way around it. And most of us can't do without that technology now based on how everything is moving. We've got the ability, in a positive way, to do an end around the old media because we have things like Facebook Live and Periscope that we can do an instantaneous news feed or anywhere around the world, and we don't need a satellite truck. I mean, this is stunning and a positive development. So I'm not someone that trashes all technology, but I don't like the idea of, unbeknownst to you, we're going to inject your child or we're going to take your child's DNA at birth when they get the blood test at the beginning. I mean, there are a lot of things that I am highly suspicious of. And it's one thing if it's completely upfront and voluntary and a parent says, you know, I'm in a high-risk scenario, we risk kidnapping, and, you know, you're making a choice. Okay, I can buy that in a market, but in a place where they'll end up mandating, just like, you know, this is why I have the concern about mandated vaccines as well. Because, you know, first of all, there's a risk, and when there's a risk, there has to be a choice. The risk is it could kill you. It has happened. And in California, SB 277 put in play a mandate without exemption unless you can get a doctor to sign off where you don't have a choice if you want your kid to go to a public or private school. The only thing left you have is homeschool, which I'm all for, but I recognize not everybody can do it. So it is something that walks that very fine line of real enhancement and advancement in life and that which is being utilized to track and enslave us.
Well, you make a good point. It comes down to choice. And that's sort of the slippery slope here. You know, some of this other technology that we've gotten so used to, smartphones, for instance, you can be tracked anywhere you are because of smartphone. But you have the option to put that down. You know, you have the option not to go on your computer. You have the option not to join Facebook and some of these other social media sites that have also been pointed to as tracking mechanisms for the government or spying mechanisms. Those are all choices. But an implant, the size of a grain of rice under your skin, what may now be for millennials a choice, a kind of like a novelty, you know, fast forward 10 years, and that's going to become a commonplace thing. And you're right, pretty soon it may be something that they do before you discharge a newborn baby from the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that becomes very problematic. Maybe we could get Hillary to use an EpiPen to inject us all. Did you see this outrage over the EpiPen? I don't know, it was like two for a couple hundred bucks, now it's like two for a thousand. And, of course, this is a great opportunity for Hillary to declare that she's outraged by such a bilking of the public by Big Pharma. Give a listen to this.
After pharmaceutical company Mylan got caught jacking up the price for their EpiPen by 400%, Hillary Clinton turned the controversy into some free PR. She made a big statement about how the EpiPen price increases are outrageous and just the latest example of a company taking advantage of its consumers. She acted as if she was disgusted by Mylan calling for them to lower their prices.
She wasn't disgusted when they gave her $250,000. To the Clinton Foundation, not for charity, but so that they can raise money for their annual soiree where they throw a big party. I mean, that's the level of outrage. The hypocrisy from Hillary Clinton dripping from reporters. There's not enough EpiPens to put them back in.
It just never ends with Hillary. It seems like every week we on this show are bringing up Hillary Clinton's newest hypocritical act. And once again, here we are discussing her latest. And you know, you're right. She just went on and on about how outrageous this pricing is. And she even went so far as to say that that she's actually put forth a plan to rein in pricing from pharmaceutical companies. And like you said, come to find out, she's received $250,000 through her foundation based on this. And I think Trump, what were you saying? He's received maybe $1,000 or something.
Yeah.
Like
give
that.
A listen. Listen to this from the news report. You'll see the disparity here. Poor Trump is not getting much love from Big Pharma.
And it's not just Mylan she's profiting from. She took more than $300,000 from pharmaceutical companies for her presidential campaign, far more than any other candidate. The candidate to receive the next biggest sum from Big Pharma was Jeb Bush, and he took less than half of that. Trump has only taken about $1,000, only enough to buy one EpiPen.
That's good writing. I like that. That was a good clincher on that. Put a period on the end of that sentence. But, yeah, this is the thing. Who's in the pocket of the pharmaceutical industry that the Democrats usually rail against? And they always say the Republicans are in that. But there's not a candidate that comes even close to Hillary this cycle in the arms of Big Pharma.
Yeah, and again, this is a failing of the media. You know, the mainstream media just fawns over any Democratic candidate. And Hillary Clinton just receives one free pass after another. Every week a scandal erupts. Every week the mainstream media covers it up. And every week it seems like we're talking about Hillary Clinton's latest scandal again.
Just amazing. I think that, well, if we step back for a moment and let's put on our thinking caps and say, who pays the most money into big media as far as commercial advertisements? Could it be? Could it be that we're not only dealing with a Big Pharma candidate, but we're dealing with the media that is in the arms of Big Pharma?
So, Clinton is by far the Big Pharma candidate, and yet she's the one that made a big press moment out of vilifying one of the companies that actually helped pay for her fancy foundation event. If you believe anything out of her mouth, you've definitely swallowed a bad pill.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You can't, label Trump the Big Pharma candidate as much as they like to point Republicans in that direction. It's just not going to work. So what do? They don't do anything. I mean, the media, the old media, has utterly failed. It's miserable. And, you know, when I was at the naturopathic conference this past weekend in Vegas, and by the way, thanks for covering for me with Jonathan last week. The idea is that we have to become the First Amendment. Each and every one of us has to report, and we have the capacity to do so. You don't have to be a brilliant writer like Cheryl Chumley to do it either. My point is that we all have to communicate clearly what's going on, like that last report and like what we get to do each and every week here and 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Cheryl Chumley is with me, and she's got a couple of new articles on the Blaze, and we have a link as well to her blog. If you'll go to robertscottbell.com, it'll take you right there. We've got news on an Obama sneak attack on U.S. sovereignty. No, that would never happen, would it? We'll check in with Cheryl Chumley on that story on the other side of this break. Then Norm Singleton will join us from the Campaign for Liberty as we dive further into the sacred fire of liberty this evening on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Jonathan E. Moore is out at a PTA meeting, and we're going to hold the fort. We're going to keep the sacred fire of liberty lit in his absence. As you guys did when I was gone last week, so it's only fair. And Cheryl Chumley is here with me, and you'll see the links in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We'll take you right to her blog, cherylchumley.blogspot.com. And this article is fascinating. I love that you're tackling these things like international treaties and executive orders. Headline, Obama's sneak attack on U.S. sovereignty sets stage for climate regulation nightmare. Now, that alone has given me nightmares. It's like Halloween already, that headline. What is this all about?
Well, Obama's going behind Congress's back, which is not unusual, but on this, this is a little bit new, to sign the Paris Accord, which is basically what he says is committing the United States to reel in production and development because of climate change emission controls. His signature really doesn't mean anything. But if people in America don't aren't aware of what he's doing, when the next president comes in, his signature is actually going to be a policy put in place, and we're going to have to abide the terms of this provision.
But this isn't like him signing a treaty that the Senate has ratified. This is just him doing an executive order based on him wanting something to happen. Am I correct?
This is him just doing his own thing, you know, the heck with Congress. This is him acting unilaterally, like you said, just taking his executive pen to paper and acting like he has the full force of the Senate, which, of course, by the Constitution, only the Senate can ratify treaties and bring them into effect. But Obama's trying to bypass that.
Wow. I'm looking at this, and you said the accord is far-reaching, requires participating nations to actively prevent via regulatory controls the average global temperature from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Now, can somebody talk to the sun and regulate the heat of the sun? Could this be done by a, you know, a signature by Obama?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And it's based on the premise that, you know, climate change, you know, climate environmental science is settled, that there is man-made, human-made, you know, emissions controls that need to be enacted. in order to protect the world from blowing up in the heat of the sun. And Obama is basically taking you know, this climate change science that plenty of scientists say is not even based on fact, and he's just running ramshod over it. And he's committing America with his signature to abide the terms of this protocol.
Well, some have argued that the weak point in our Constitution is the ability to treaty. Of course, under international law, you know, nations have to be able to enter into treaties with other nations. But unfortunately, many of these treaties violate key provisions of the Constitution, limitations of action by the Constitution. Now, in this case, Obama is not even going into the treaty place of in our nation's Constitution. He just says, I don't need the treaty because I'm just signing my name to it.
Yeah, he's not even taking it to the Senate because he knows that the Senate's not going to ratify it. He's just doing it on this big international scale. And, you know, he's making a big media hoopla out of it, hoping that the public relations that he generates, you know, for sound environmental science will push through the end of his term and bring into effect the policies, basically, absent congressional approval. But what this means for America is just less development. As one climate skeptic noted, that it will basically bring the end to the coal industry.
Oh, yeah. And if you think our own bureaucratic oligarchy is bad, just check out the one at the United Nations, see how well they'll do with regulating the environment. Ah, Cheryl, you're so wonderful. I appreciate you so much. Remember her book, The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington? And that's you know, that's one I would encourage y'all to read as well. And of course, earlier she had written Police State USA: How Orwell's Nightmare is Becoming Our Reality. And I think that's appropriate because I think the RFID technology you were writing about earlier definitely plays into that.
Oh, it definitely does. Scary stuff, you know. I mean, we shouldn't be experimenting with technology like this just for the sake of convenience.
No, absolutely not. Now, anything on the Trump train that we need to reference before we got to let you go?
Well, it's interesting watching Trump on immigration and seeing how the media is skewing his comments. The New York Times actually had to completely rewrite an article because they erroneously reported that Trump had backtracked on his immigration plans. He has not. So since mainstream media is trying to paint him as a flip-flopper on that point, and they're failing, it seems.
Well, there you go. Mainstream media. The only reason they're still around is that a few of you guys and gals out there insist on reading it. Please, just stop. Unplug. Read Cheryl Chumley's writing. You're going to be better off for that. And keep listening to us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Cheryl Chumley, thank you so much. Always glad to have you on board.
Oh, thank you, Robert.
All right, coming up next from the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton, and even more liberty.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit. credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, joining me now on the Sacred Fire of Liberty is from the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton. Norm, always good to have you on board. And once again, thanks for covering for me while I was playing hooky in Las Vegas with the naturopaths.
No problem. Hope you had fun in Vegas and hope you didn't lose a lot of money.
You know, let's see, that's a good question. Did I lose a lot of money? No, I didn't. Actually, I spent money on one show. We went to see the Purple Rain Prince, what do we call it, tribute show, which was actually a lot of fun, and got up singing and dancing and being silly. And then other than that, I ate a lot of organic non-GMO Mexican food at a restaurant there that was shocking. It was so good.
That sounds good. You know, one of the things that people don't, you know, everyone, a lot of most people think of Vegas as the gambling town, but it really has a lot more to offer than just that. The shows and the restaurants are all just really fun, and it really is, I think, even if you have no interest in even playing the slots or playing cards, you can always find something exciting to do there.
Yeah, exactly, and you're right. It's been so long since I even thought about gambling, even though you always walk through the casinos, and I just, you know, I like to see some shows and eat some good food and hang out with good friends. And the naturopaths out there, interestingly enough, Norm, are what they call the traditional naturopaths. They're the ones that are kind of old school, going back in time to where they didn't do drugs, right? And there's another group of naturopaths out there that are more like medical allopathic naturopaths that have licenses, and they get to prescribe drugs. I'm like, man, truth in labeling, they're not doing real naturopathy, but one, that group doesn't want the natural traditional group to practice. It's like, come on, where's freedom? You know, you want healing? How about some healing freedom?
It's interesting. You see, you think that a group like that would be more into freedom because, you know, they're obviously would run the risk of being themselves victims of the AMA monopoly.
Right.
Cartel. You know, but I guess, you know, it's common to see, you know, people say freedom for me and not for thee. And one of the favorite, back in the Ron Paul office, we used to have this category of people we call libertarian butts, which was folks coming in usually for some business lobby, and they would preface their pitch by saying, well, you know, I'm basically a libertarian. But on the condition where I'm being paid $500 an hour for spending my time talking to Capitol Hill staffers, I believe the government does need to take a role.
Right, liberty butts. And, you know, Gary Johnson has shown himself a libertarian butt when he came out for mandated vaccinations this last week. I was shocked. I mean, I like Gary as a person. He's a nice guy, but I think misguided on that. That's, like, not a true libertarian principle. Even if you believe vaccines are a sacrament from God, you don't force it on somebody who doesn't want it.
Yes. And you notice, though, he did back track from that very fairly quickly by explaining that it wasn't a federal position, and he misspoke, and that he wasn't planning to, you know, unless there's a zombie apocalypse, he's not planning to force vaccines on us.
Yeah, I didn't sense that he actually wanted to do that, but the thing is, when he mentioned herd immunity, I immediately went to collectivism and cattle, because that's how they treat us in that regard. But what are the right lessons? I mean, there's so many people that don't know the history of medicine in America, and they're up there in Capitol Hill trying to make a bigger mess, even though they think they're cleaning it up. One of the biggest messes ever is Obamacare. You have a blog post at campaignforliberty.org, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It's titled "The Right Lessons from Obamacare's Meltdown." Norm, help us learn the right lessons.
Well, I think the right lesson is just that big government programs like this don't work, that healthcare needs to be left to the market, that the most efficient form of compassionate care is given voluntarily, as it once was through private organizations, through churches. Church-run hospitals used to be very common, and now they all seem to be for-profit entities, and that might be because that function has been preempted by the government. And it's surprising to me that we don't hear more general talk about this, because remember, what was it, 3 years ago, next month, there was a Republicans shut down the government in order to defund this program, and now, you know, the concerns are being validated, and yet, you don't hear a whole lot about it. And of course, on the other side, they seem to be just determined to continue to defend it. there's a lot of denial.
Right, right. One of the basics that you put into the blog post here, which I love so much, you actually said the problems plaguing the healthcare system are rooted in the treatment of healthcare as a right. And that was one of the things I referenced to the naturopaths, because, you know, we're struggling with healthcare in this country because we have we don't even understand the difference between a right and a privilege. And if healthcare is a right, then you can take your gun and put it up the head of any doctor and say, give me my healthcare. It's a right. And of course, that violates their rights. And so it's not a right. But again, we are so, let's say, low on the education scale and high on the indoctrination scale that we can't tell the difference.
All right. And the way to, and the way to guarantee shortages of a good is to declare it a right.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at, and this is a lesson that should have been learned by the Canadian experience, the British experience, the Soviet Union, and yet people still keep making the same mistakes and falling for the same lies.
Yeah, and I like to bring up the point when our liberal friends say, look, socialized medicine's really working in, let's say, name the country, XYZ, and I say, you know what, how much are they spending on national defense? Well, not a whole lot. Why? Because we're doing their national defense. You know, if we didn't have to spend trillions of dollars, you might be able to argue we could afford to give stuff away. I'm not saying that's the right thing to do, but man, oh man, when you've got a military-industrial complex and, let's say, corporate welfare in that context, and, of course, specific individual welfare, you've got a system that will collapse sooner rather than later.
That's exactly right.
So where does the government get the authority? Where did they even begin to get the authority to think that they could steal money from a bunch of people and redistribute it, give a few cents back to some of us, and the rest of us would get stuff for free? I mean, the basis all the way up to the Supreme Court and Justice Roberts and his mental gyrations and gymnastics to make Obamacare constitutional. I think, again, the 10th Amendment, which we've talked about before, is a rightful remedy at this point where the states say, you don't have the authority to force us to participate in this.
Yep. If you remember the first decision, the first court case on the individual mandate, everyone thought that they kicked it out because they were, because they said that it wasn't a commerce cause power.
Yeah.
But then they said it was a tax, which Obama had denied.
So if it isn't, if it is a tax, it's one thing. If it isn't a tax, it's another. And of course, we're looking at something that is such an absurdity in this environment. That anybody is arguing that we need more government intervention at this point is delusional. There has to be a new word that goes well beyond delusional.
Right. Right. I don't know what you would call it. It's just, you're right, it is just absurd. But it's fascinating to me that there's not much more conversation about this. You know, from not just the top of the Republican ticket, but you don't really hear the Republicans at any level. You know, why isn't Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell discussing this more? And I think part of the problem is that they're not comfortable talking about the issue. They don't really have faith in free market solutions.
Okay.
Whereas the Democrats have faith in big government solutions, and they're afraid of the question of, well, what's your alternative because of that? Because they know if they propose Obamacare Lite, they're going to have a lot of their supporters attacking them for Obamacare Lite. So that means that they basically cede the high ground to their opponents, and then they wonder why they lose.
Yeah, because they're not rooted in principle, and if they are, they're not rooted in history, so their principles don't get them far. because they don't have a basis for understanding why those principles were in place, why the founding fathers wrote what they wrote into the Declaration, into the Constitution, into those first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights.
Right.
And if they have no concept of that, then, of course, as you say, like a Paul Ryan says, they don't have faith in the free market because they wouldn't know a free market if it bit them in the aspirin. And it's just a wee bit annoying.
Yes, exactly.
So can we get them in the wrestling ring and like cram it into their brain so they get it for once? Or I don't see a lot of evidence that voting has changed a lot over the years.
It does seem to be difficult to not wonder what, if anything, has changed.
Well, let's talk about what has changed or what could change if Hillary Clinton becomes president. Of course, we don't know a lot about what happens if Trump becomes president. Or maybe we just do without a president. Might that be all right? We'll figure this thing out with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And we're coming back with more Sacred Fire of Liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Jenna breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Friedman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Coming up next hour, we've got Dr. Shunney. We're going to talk CBD for anxiety, cannabidiol for anxiety instead of Xanax. Yeah, we're really going to do that. Also, I got some questions of the day about vaccine exemptions out of California. And Robert Moxley, one of the lead attorneys on the attempts to overturn it in the courts, is back with an update since yesterday. A lot has changed in 24 hours. But right now, Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, continues with me. And I'm just talking about the Hillary Clinton debacle on Big Pharma, on everything. I mean, under the definition of the word hypocrisy, you see a picture of Hillary Clinton, yet some people just won't let it go.
No, that's right. She is, it's incredible. This company was very much a part of the Democratic establishment. And the whole reason that they had this power was the FDA. There's some good articles at the Ron Paul Liberty Report and Mises.org, the Ludwig von Mises Institute, that explain this. But I'm sure there's others in the health freedom movement who understands this. I know Jonathan, if he were here, would certainly understand the FDA serves the interest of the big, I think you could say serves the interest of the big pharmaceutical companies. And they certainly prioritize them over us. And, so what we were talking about in the first segment with Obamacare, the pharmaceutical companies, the insurance companies were actually at the table helping to write this bill. And, they make these obscene profits because the FDA regulates any form of competition from them. And this is just an awful example of how the modern corporate state the big pharma, big insurance company, HMO, government, industrial complex that was strengthened by Obamacare controls everything.
Right, exactly right. Now, on the Trump front, we can't say he's a candidate in big pharma because he only has received $1,000. He can't even afford the EpiPen sold by Hillary Clinton's friend company. But the issue of the Liberty people, right? We talk about Campaign for Liberty folks, Massey, Ron Paul. You know, we've got some that are out there that actually understand that liberty. Does he have any advisors that we'd say are friendly to our message of liberty and libertarianism?
Trump?
Yes.
from what I know, that actually there is a, you know, I made CNN last night because several years ago I was at a, I participated in a panel discussion with the editor of Breitbart, who's now running, Steve Brannon, I think his name is, who's now running Trump's campaign, and they decided to use the stock picture of him, of me sitting by him. But, you know, he does have, I think on the economics front, the narrow economics front, Larry Kudlow, Steve Moore, Art Laffer, and Steve Moore is, I think, pretty good libertarian. Art Laffer has some problems. He is more of a big government guy who understands that, you can't totally choke the free market because if you choke the free market, who's going to pay the taxes to fund the welfare state?
Mm-hmm.
And you can run up debt, but even that, at some point, you're going to need to not let the government debt interfere with productivity. And so there's going to have to be some limits on the Fed, on the IRS, et cetera. But to keep the welfare state going. But I think that, Larry Kudlow seems to be a fairly, from my years of watching him on TV and listening to him, he seems to be fairly solid. So economic wise, he's got some pretty,
we've got some good possibilities there.
Break the next time. But, you know, in terms of like the other issues, I mean, Rudy Giuliani.
No. I don't want to get depressed talking about that, Norm. I want to ask you before we break, we got, you know, about 30, 40 seconds. The passing of Gene Wilder, a comedian genius of our generation, just loved his movies, made me laugh a lot. Anything you want to say about him?
Well, I think that, first of all, I think that like generations of people, I always remember him fondly as Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and like generation, and also like people my age and your age, I'm glad that we grew up when we did, and were young enough to be able to enjoy Blazing Saddles and his great performance in that very politically incorrect movie.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And Norm, I know we enjoy a lot of similar things, so I appreciate you chiming in on Gene Wilder's passing as well. Thanks for being here and last week covering for me while I was out in Vegas. And it's always good to have you on board. Everybody, support the Campaign for Liberty. They're doing good work in D.C. when not many other organizations are for this nation. And you and me. All right, folks, we got a whole other hour of healing coming up. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.